This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Wildfires continue to burn across Northern California, and yesterday the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office issued additional evacuation orders for residents affected by the Redwood and Potter Valley fires, as well as the Sulphur Fire in Lake County. Mandatory evacuation orders were issued for residents of Potter Valley north of Highway 20 and east of Willits. The fires around Willits have burned more than 32,000 acres, and CAL FIRE reports some 260 residences and 90 other structures have been destroyed, with hundreds of other buildings threatened. Representatives from the Mendocino and Lake County Sheriff's Office, along with local and state officials, will host two public meetings today to update the public, the first at 11 o'clock at Willits High School. The new evacuation orders for Mendocino and Lake counties adds to the 7,000 or so residents already forced from their homes, and high winds are in the forecast for today and tonight, and that could affect fire behavior. Organizations and individuals across Humboldt County have set up donation drives to gather items needed by the victims of the fires in Mendocino, including local police and fire departments, as well as Humboldt State University. The associated students have urged the community to donate to the relief funds that have been established, including the fund established by the Redwood Credit Union at North Bay Fire Relief. Students on campus are also collecting items that will be delivered to the affected areas. And later today, Eureka Police will haul a trailer full of animal feed and other items that were donated to Mendocino as well. One unexpected impact from the wildfires has led to the cancellation of the annual tsunami warning test, conducted each year in October. The test was scheduled for next Wednesday, the 18th, but due to the wildfires, that test has been canceled and will not be rescheduled this year. Next week is Disaster Preparedness Week, and that will include the annual shakeout event across the state. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has arrested a man wanted in connection with a triple homicide in Lyon County, Nevada, east of Reno. A be on the lookout was issued for 48-year-old Scott Allen Basquet, a McKinleyville native, wanted for three murders, and it was believed he may have returned to Humboldt. On Tuesday evening, a deputy spotted Basquet driving on Highway 299, and after a short vehicle pursuit, was able to take Basquet into custody without incident. He was booked into jail and awaits extradition to Nevada. An autopsy has been scheduled for today on the body of a 33-year-old man who was found floating in the Eel River last Friday afternoon. Identification of the victim has been established, but won't be released until family has been notified his closest kin is out of the country. The sheriff's office said the body had been in the water for a while before it was discovered in the Eel River near the Dean Creek Bridge, and it's unknown what led to the man's death or how he ended up in the water. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.